how many people are being tormented by the evil one from time to time? He's coming at you, and you just, bang, you want to get a amen. Well, I'll tell you what. Here, I'm going to give you something. Next time he comes, you just show him that, will you?
Okay.
That's dirt. In fact, I also say, you want to see my baby picture? But Satan is coming at you. Sometimes maybe your past is coming at you. Sometimes maybe your thoughts coming at you. Rather, the thoughts coming at you. It's not really Satan. It's just the old thoughts trying to come back to you. The sins that God's already forgiven you of, man, they come floating back from time to time. And if I took this there right now, I said, Satan, get behind me.
Amen.
What would it do? Not a thing, would it? That's dirt. God formed us out of dirt. Amen?
Yeah.
But he did a special thing once he did that.
Right.
He went, and he breathed his spirit in there. We became a living soul, right? Amen? A living, breathing soul. Wow! Then we had the instruction, don't do this. Don't eat from that tree. Otherwise, you surely die. And what did we do? We ate, and whoo, we died.
Yep.
We came back to this. Dirt. But when we're born again, Jesus says you must be born of the Spirit. When you accept Christ as your Savior, Lord, when you bend that knee, you say, come on, Lord! I accept the penalty of my sin that you pay. Come into my life. And the Spirit of God comes into you. Woo! No longer are you clay. And you are breathing again. The Spirit of God lives in you.
Right.
So you can say, get behind me, Satan, with authority. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when you hold that for a while, I'll just sit beside you there, okay?
Okay.
Wasn't I cute when I was little? Okay. So in the same way, think about the power and authority you have in the name of the Lord. And here's a sword. And this is Friday night. And it used to be back in the day, Friday night was a, wow, party night. That's what I heard at least, okay? I mean, all kind of stuff going out there. I remember just fighting out there, just a fight, something to do. You get up and you shake hands, you go have a beer somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But think about it right now. The streets are going crazy. And, oh, man, you just got to fight your way. With this sword, I can defeat anything. So can you imagine that? I'm going out there tonight, and I'm going to show them who's boss. Amen? I don't need to hold this for me. Well, I don't need that. My land's sakes. I'm going out here. I'm just... Ha-ha. Ah! Poor guy. The guy's walking his dog coming up the street
gosh.
Here.
It's a wonder the dog didn't attack you.
Yeah, my... Now, How dumb could it be that I would go out there knowing that the enemy is out there, knowing I'm around my mouth to get myself in trouble, to leave this behind? That's not very smart, is it? But you ever get mad and do things you wish you never done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? We don't do confessions here, so don't worry, okay? But think of, you know what you're about ready to say or do, you wouldn't do it. But in a bleak second, oh, man, you do it. You step out from under that protection of the Lord and you do something, and now the repercussions coming after you. But you know what? It ain't over with, is it? Some people might count you out, but with Christ, we're never out, amen? We're not. You grab that sword again, and you step back into the arena. And with Christians, the word, the sword is the word of God, amen?
Yes.
That is your strength. Understand, the Word of God, given to you, and the Spirit of God inside of you, that when you speak that Word out, Satan can't tell whether God's talking or you're talking because the same Spirit is bringing the words out. Think of that. Wow. Now, right now, out there, you'd be a bunch of people out there partying. I need to go out there, okay? I don't need that. I'm going to take Buck. But come on, Buck, let's go out there and see what we can do. Come on. I'm telling you what. I'll tell you what. You go first and get that guy, the dog comes back there. Whoa, man, there's more than I thought there was. Man, let's get back inside, Buck. Jeez, peace, my land sakes.
That's a terrible place.
Yeah, bad out there. It's terrible out there. But if we would go out Isn't he? Okay, here. Man. You hold that tape. Now let's go out there.
All right.
Now follow me. We're going out here now. The same thing a minute ago was going to turn us upside down. And now I'll tell you what. To come against one of us be tough. Now the two of us be almost impossible. Long we hang in our sword, right? The sword makes... The sword doesn't make us even, it makes us a cut above, if I can say it that way, okay? With the Word of God, you are never even with Satan. Understand that you're above Satan. Understand, he was a fallen angel. He's not a God. Now, they call him the God of this world because we surrender power to him. But no one's greater than he that's in you. Understand that. And so many times we get beat up. We don't remember who we are. You ever been that way? You don't remember who you are? Wow. You come in here and you remember, I am somebody. Now think about this. Stand up there, Buck. Taylor, stand up. It might not be a sword. You got a club there, okay? Look at this. Who wants to come against us right now?
Bring it on.
Yeah, who wants to? No. We got a fourth brother down there. Look at that. Come on. We're not going to huddle back here now. You know, you watch my back as you come after. You know what we're going to do? We're going after him. Even if they wake up, we're going after them. You know what I'm saying? I like the way they look at me. Yeah. And chase you out of here. And folks, we get this in our head at times. As long as Satan not bother me today, if he's not coming after me, I've got a pretty good day. But how about your brother and sister? How about the ones who are really getting thumped right now? Because we can get to the point of time we can't think straight. We know the Word of God. We know everything that happened in the Bible. But sometimes we get knocked off our feet and we can't think at all. That's why we need one another. We need one another. And you know, the Bible says for us to share our burdens with one another. I mean, some of us are burned down big time right now. Big time. He's just about ready. If you're swimming, you're getting ready down for the third time. You know what I'm saying? And you're too bashful to be out for help. You know? People are that way at times. I could use some help right now. How can I ask people for help? I've been in church 20 years. If they know that I'm being attacked by this temptation, and I say, well, I want prayer for this, wow. What are they going to think about me? You know, you guys have a seat you want to, or you can stand up and guard me all night, too. Either way, brother, you're with me. You're with me. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. There we go. Wherever I go, I got him with me. You know, he's watching my back and stuff.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm the good angel.
Amen. Amen. Now, we need prayer. And the Bible says to confess our sins to one another. Amen, guys? Okay. And that's the hardest part, to say, man, I've sinned, man. He didn't say, I have to describe my sin to you. Amen. You hear me, church? He's saying, man, I'm having trouble. Man, I've been attacked. Satan's coming back. He's trying to bring temptation back. Brother Bob, just pray that my faith will be strong to overcome this temptation. Isn't that what the Master did for Peter? He prayed that his faith would be strong. Amen. Wow. That's what we need to continue to do for one another. Pray for one another. The last thing we ever want to do is start laughing at people who fall. You know, I knew they couldn't make it. Man, let's never get there. Let's try to never, because man, there's not one of us perfect. You know, we're born again, our sins forgiven. We want to be like Jesus, amen? We want to be, but man, from time to time, we'll get blindsided. Don't answer, I guess, but you ever be in a bar and get blindsided? Boom, somebody hits you. You're watching this person over here. And next thing you know, somebody behind you clubs you? Another cop's here, is there? Okay, I guess not. It knocks you off. And you go down, and you got to catch your breath. And if you don't catch it quick enough, man, things are kicking you and stuff. Because some reason people didn't like cops and bars. I'm not sure what it was, you know. But you got to watch out. When I go down, I had someone escape from jail back in the 70s on me. And I was in there, and I opened the door up. Man, he waylaid me. And out the door he went. I looked up, and there's two other guys coming toward me like this. And I thought, oh, my Lord. And I'm not a Christian yet. I was praying, but I wasn't a Christian. And this big old fella come over to me, reached down, and picked me up. Said, you okay? I thought, wow. He could have had me. He wanted to. But, man, picked me back up again. I got my breath, and I was able to go do what I had to do then. And that's what we are together. Man, we get way late. We need to, whew, hey, help me over here. The saddest thing we can ever do, guys, is not call out for prayer, not call out for help, because we're so embarrassed. But I'm telling you, I don't care if your name's Billy Graham or whatever it might be, we all need prayer. And if Satan can convince us that we're going to lose some type of status in our family here because we need prayer, that's going to be a sad thing. You got to realize who you are. Just as you saw us go out there with the swords. Man, the Bible says that one can cause 1,000 to flee, 2, 10,000 to flee. How much more can the church come together in prayer, come together in a sea for one another? How much more victories can we have? You know, the old days, man, you saw miracle after miracle taking place. It was the point that they walked down the street in the shadow of Peter, just had somebody sick. They were healed. Think of that. I don't recall ever hearing one of the disciples running away from a conflict. They come together and prayed. They spent many days in jail, but they didn't back off. And look at Paul and Silas. They went to jail and they had conversions in there. The jailer got saved. Amen? Yes. And they kept the faith in the Lord. You know, most people say, oh, they're done for. They're going to execute them in the morning, you know. They could have sat around and felt sorry for themselves. Mom, look what we've done for the Lord. Here we are. We don't even have a mattress. We got a bed made out of iron we're laying on. Huh. Aren't we somebody? We represent Christ and we're drinking muddy water. See how they could be thinking? But what were they doing? They were praising the Lord. I mean, they're strapped down, shackled, they're naked. No, that's how they did it back then, to embarrass you. And they're praising the Lord, just giving them the glory. You know, he's going to, you know, they're going to be seeing him before the morning. And man, look what happened. Boop. God said, I'm not done with it yet. And then big old shaking started to happen. He got set free. The jailer came back there, getting ready to kill himself because the prisoner figure escaped and his comrades were going to kill him. And Paul says, hey, not yet. We're here. And what did the guard say? Remember he said, hey, what must we do to be saved? Think of that. How many of us would have took off? I don't know. I wasn't there, but I can't run very fast, but I could be outrunning anybody. You know, when you get to the point in our lives that we know that God has a plan and purpose for our lives, when we know that we are following the Lord, okay, when He is number one in our life, we don't have to worry about running. God, you're in control. You're going to raise me up. I'm going to go back out on the streets tomorrow and preaching, or you're going to take me home. And the Holy Spirit will say, hey, hang around for a while. Or there could be a time the Holy Spirit says, you better start moving. Yeah, I gave you 2 feet, better use it. Didn't the master, did he leave town a couple of times because he was going to kill him? And why did he do that? Because it wasn't his time yet. It wasn't his time yet. And so, again, that is being sold out to the Lord. Having him in the center of your life. And knowing, man, whatever I'm going to go through, he's going to be there with me. And he'll raise me up. Or he'll take me home. When my job's done, I would say I went to GE for a little while before I went to law enforcement. And I'm telling you what, don't stand by the gate at 3 p.m., okay? Back in those days, there's 900 people working at GE. I'm telling you what, whoo, I mean, watch out. There's boogieing. They're leaving right then. Because the time was up. And it's the same way with us. When our time's up, it will be up. But we follow Him. It takes away the anxieties in our lives, amen? It does, as long as we know we are doing what He said to do. When we gave Him title to our bodies, we surrender life to Him, He's in control, okay, Lord? And when He says, Vicky, do this. Yes, Lord. And you do it. Wow. But when He says, Starkey, I'll put him in, do this, and I say, is that really you, Lord? When I don't do what He says to do, when I look at His Word, and I don't do what He says, then I'm stepping out on my own, And that can bring anxiety in my life, amen? Because I'm outside of the will of God. And each one of us, the Bible says that He's got a plan and purpose for us and a will for us. Now, the will He has for you, not necessarily my will, the will He has for me, you know what I'm saying? Or the calling He has. Now, I could follow you around to do your calling, but that's not my calling. So, man, why am I so nervous? I'm doing the exact same. She is so quiet and so calm, always got a smile on her face. And why do I feel like, I don't know, I just, why? Because I'm not called to do what you're doing. Amen? And I'm not saying, well, if you disobey God, that's sin. But even though what she's doing might be good, I mean, it's a good thing to do, it's not for what me to do. And we'll find ourselves getting so burdened down at times because we're trying to do everybody else's job. And it's not your job. Okay? It doesn't mean that you're weak. If I came in today and into the ministry to feed, and my job today was to put the salt shakers on the table, okay, and roll the spoons up in the napkins. And back in the kitchen, you see Buck back there just scrubbing dishes, and he's in all kind of stuff. Okay, what's what he's going to do today? I shouldn't get down on myself. Well, I mean, I did today was roll a spoon and a napkin, you know, or put salt paper, salt shakers on the table. Well, did I do what I was called to do? Yes. Amen. So we can't let that. Don't let Satan get in your head and say, well, Paul, you're not doing what he's doing. Well, you're right. I'm not called to do that. Okay? And folks, there's different seasons that we go through. Amen? I mean, you don't see me at 18 years old going to college to play football, right? Why? Is it? Yeah, I'm not too old, am I?
Yes.
I'm not out of shape, am I? I'm not out of shape, am I? The doctor tells me being round is a shape. Okay, what I'm saying? But I'm doing what I'm called to do now in this part of my life. A lot of us went from being out on the streets or climbing the hills witnessing for the Lord to being prayer warriors. Amen? Some of us out there are quite often, but now we're grandmas or grandpas, okay? And we're trying to chase kids around all the time. So we might be a young prayer warrior. Amen? That's what you're doing. You know, people say, well, Bob, what are you doing for the Lord today? You start telling me, oh, I ain't nothing. I'm telling you, let me tell you what I did. I've been to China. I've been to Brazil. I've been over to Africa. I'm going to fly tomorrow to Canada. And you would say, well, have a good flight.
Yeah.
That's not, I haven't been called that. Called to do that, amen? And I haven't been called to do that. I haven't done anything. I don't fly. Never flown in my life. But it's understanding the plan and purpose God has for your life. And be comfortable with that. I mean, my wife, I've been married 42 years. I know you guys won't believe that. I'm not Tom Cruise, okay? I'm not Robert Redford. I am what I am. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yes, yes. If she gets the point she wants Robert Redford, then we got a problem going on there. You know what I'm saying? Amen? Or at least maybe. Well, I don't know. That's not really a problem. After 42 years, I mean, no. 41 and a half years. Well, maybe we'll make it 42, okay? But knowing who you are in Christ and just follow Him. But being real with Him. If you're born again, if He's your Savior, Lord, man, grab that power He's given you. Grab that strength. Get a hold of that joy and that peace that He offers us. You know, if you're just a new Christian, it might take time, maybe. You don't quite understand yet. That with, you know, with Christ, all things are possible. With God, He'll give you strength. You can do all things through Christ. But it's coming together, worshiping Him, praying for one another, being encouraged by the Word, and not giving up. That way, when you're out in the world, boom. And don't try to say, well, now I got 20 people coming to me over at Walmart. I better talk to every one of them. No. Lord, which one do you want me to talk to? Who do you want me to share the gospel with today, you know? He might say, none of them. Okay, well, I haven't shared it yet. Well, maybe when you're checking out. Just doing what He's called to do at that moment. And just be prepared for it. But going back to ourselves, we cannot take care of anyone if we don't take care of ourselves. Amen? And that's where it comes that we need to pray for one another, encourage one another, and know, just know that today might have been a bad day, but tomorrow's coming. Amen. It is. Don't let the mishaps of the day tear you down the more. Because as I walk as a Christian, we'll see where all of them had difficulty days. But they didn't turn their back on the Master. Amen. It's just, some days you just got to sit down and rest a little bit, you know.